And I believe Telstra have unleashed its scam SMS blocking tech to all on its network. Tell us a little bit more.
Look, no, I think this is a great idea. So, you know, they are Australia's biggest telco, but they have launched this tech and to stop those pesky text messages from even reaching you. And I had to go back to my phone because they turned it on last week. I haven't had one now for about 9 days.
Well, there you go. It is working then by the sounds of things.
It sounds like it's working to me. So they find it and they block these SMS scam messages with suspicious links as they travel across the network. It's a bit complex how they do it. They're applying AI knowledge to say what the scam messages look like. They block them at the network level. Then automatic machine scanning picks out that content, such as those links, and combines them with other patterns and characteristics like the time, the sender, the number of messages sent, and the recipient. It's a work in progress. We've got to remember that. But, you know, for me, it's worked very, very well, I've got to say. Sometimes, though, you might not get all your messages, let's just say, because they've grabbed one that might look suspicious and it's getting reviewed. So nobody's out there reading your text messages, but they will have. And when they read them, they're not looking at what you're saying. They're looking for poor English on there, all those things that we don't really need, Lee. So, Iris, it's a great idea to come. And remember, for people out there, again, don't click those links and the scam text messages when they come through. You're not getting a parcel. There is no problem with an account on there. Just ignore them.
Yeah, if you haven't ordered a parcel, well, guarantee you're not going to receive one. And if it looks too good to be true, as we always say, chances are it is. And I guess it's all about Telstra and the other networks there is getting one step in front of these scammers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Spot on, Lee.
Now, Microsoft have made some very special announcements this week, and one of those announcements took you by surprise.
Look, it did. It's called Smart App Control. It's a major enhancement to the Windows 11 security model that prevents users from running malicious applications on Windows devices, and it blocks untrusted or unsigned applications. I reckon it's a great idea. I really do. I think it takes Defender and Windows 11 just that bit more for it. There's one problem with the whole thing. It'll be enabled by default on new Windows PCs in the future. Now, it'll be enabled by default on new Windows PCs in the future. So, if you upgrade to whatever version of Windows 11 this enables or an existing install, you actually have to reset the PC, which means you're wiping it and then reinstall everything.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon that's unprecedented, really. Mm. You know, it's an amazing thing. So, you know, the problem with Microsoft's other security announcements in the past week is that we don't know when these updates will occur either, what customers will be impacted, and you know, what account you need. We can't ignore this sort of thing. But really, Lee, having to wipe your PC just to activate this one thing, I think that hopefully by the time it gets released, they will look at it.
They'll look at that in greater detail, exactly. Now, embarrassing moments, always look forward to your embarrassing moment of the week. What embarrassing moment we've got to share this week?
The cesspool about Twitter. So Twitter is now a place where the influencers, celebrities, or you know, ex-presidents or even executives mistakenly reveal sometimes that they're using an Apple product when they shouldn't. However, there was a recent tweet on the official Windows account. Windows is Microsoft, which has now been deleted, featured nothing less than an M1 Mac on there. So what the person behind the Windows account on Twitter didn't even realise, they didn't choose the image of someone using, you know, an iMac instead of a Windows PC. Should it be a Windows PC? It was an ad for going along, let's show you how to clean up your PC properly. She had an Apple computer there. Good God.
Let's leave someone with a red face, isn't it?
Exactly right.